We are here at the 2018 Northwest Credit Union Association's MAX Convention in beautiful Tacoma, Washington. It's gorgeous outside today, guys.
It's beautiful. Fantastic.
Thanks for dialing up some good weather for us.
Yeah, absolutely. Happy to do so.
Right, anytime. Hey, we are here with Jim Morrell, Peninsula Credit Union, and Jim McCarthy. It's Jim Squared here in the studio lounge. Jim McCarthy from Trailhead. You guys, thanks for hanging out with us.
Yeah, it's good to be here.
Appreciate it. And you guys are doing some nice weather for us. Thank you for dialing up some good weather for us here. It's awesome out there. Hey, before we get started with the topic at hand, how's the conference going for you guys?
Conference is fantastic. Yeah. Largest turnout. Idaho is now in part of the association, mm-hmm. so it's a nice meeting. New friends.
Indeed. Jim?
Yeah, one of the highlights last night had to have been the Credit Union for Kids auction.
Oh, that was awesome. Yeah.
We haven't heard the totals yet, but we blew whatever record out.
I heard
out
it got a little crazy at dinner time. So very cool. Yeah, because I kept bidding for stuff, and then somebody would outbid me, and then I would bid again. So we were driving the prices up. So
we take straight donations, too.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, that can be arranged. That can be arranged. But and that was great news for the children's... children's hospitals around in the local area. So you guys did good last night. We're talking affordable housing group here. So credit union leaders, you guys have ideas and solutions of what you guys have done in this area and along with the foundation. Mm-hmm. So Jim, do you want to go first?
Yeah, I'll go first. I'm
as opposed for the why of it all.
Yeah, I'm happy to be on the board of the Northwest Credit Union Foundation.
Okay.
And one of the things that we have been looking at is how can we help out our communities more regionally. Mm-hmm. And I know it's nationwide, but affordable workforce housing is critical to keeping our communities vibrant.
Indeed.
So it's been a focus of the foundation to what can we do to help out the individual credit unions in different areas. It doesn't matter whether it's a metro area, mm-hmm. a suburb, or a rural area, they all have issues. Mm-hmm. So the foundation has put together a program to supply grants to different credit unions mm-hmm. to help work towards affordable workforce housing.
Gotcha. Jim, you want to add to that?
No, they kicked off, the foundation did this effort last winter with the Tri-State Summit mm-hmm. on affordable workforce housing, mm-hmm. and it was really helping, you know, focusing our attention as a tri-state region mm-hmm. on what could we collaborate, what could we share ideas and do together mm-hmm. To tackle. It's a wicked issue.
A wicked issue. I like that terminology. Hey, so how does it work? You guys are partnering with the foundation, obviously. How does that relationship work?
Right, so building off of the information from the summit last winter, we started thinking about it and the work that we're doing in a rural community in Washington State on the Olympic Peninsula. How do we get what was going on in our community? And to be frank, not a whole lot, mm-hmm. because I think it's such a large issue mm-hmm. for us. And when we hear affordable housing, typically we think of things that society absolutely has to address. Mm-hmm. Homelessness, mm-hmm. transitional housing, public housing, that type of the spectrum.
Gotcha.
But the workforce housing adds another element for it. So I'll give you an example in Mason County, which mm-hmm. is where we're headquartered. Mm-hmm. We have between 60 and 140% of the area median income is $32,000 to $72,000 a year. Mm-hmm. That's our workforce. Mm-hmm. And so when we are bringing industries to our community, a big timber mill, we're growing our school districts, we're having a lot of growth around the hospital and healthcare industry, mm-hmm. there's no place for that workforce to live locally in Mason County.
Wow. Okay.
The inventory is just non-existent. So we're trying to help the community build a conversation, working with the support of the foundation in order to be able to do that.
Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, this is something that doesn't really percolate to the surface in like mainstream media.
Right.
You
mm-hmm.
never really hear about stuff like this, but you guys being so well entrenched in your communities, doing things like this is a tremendous story in my eyes. Mm-hmm. So,
and this is relatively, like Jim was saying, it's within the last year that we've been focusing on this, what direction we want to go with the economic empowerment mm-hmm. to help with the workforce mm-hmm. housing and helping mm-hmm. help the credit unions in the tri-state area mm-hmm. get the funds they need to help their members and their communities.
What are the steps to get moving in this area? Because it's so great to see credit unions spearheading this again. Mm-hmm. You know, we're doing something again for the community, but what are some steps?
So we're building off of what we do with our members, which is really listening to them, practicing empathy every day. Mm-hmm. So with the support of the foundation, we're putting together a community-wide, a county-wide summit at the beginning of January. Mm-hmm. And we will have public elected officials and public sector folks. We will have the private sector, nonprofit partners and from across the entire community to have this conversation, which people kind of avoid, right, because it's such a difficult topic. And asking questions of our electeds, like, what are the tools that you have at the federal, state, county, and local city level in order to be able to address affordable workforce housing? And what do you need from the community in order to help you leverage those tools? What are the benefits for businesses? If we're growing our school district, we just recently passed a $65 million school bond, and trying to attract better quality educators, the ones we have are great, but you know, improving and expanding that. Those teachers want to live in the community that their students are
from. Who doesn't? Exactly.
So it's, we don't have the solutions, and I think that's sometimes what causes it. Gave me pause for probably 3 or 4 years on this topic, was I don't know what to do. So we're taking this opportunity to listen to what the community's ideas are that we can go and pursue in collaboration with
January,
a lot of...
This is
January
3rd.
Okay.
Yeah. Very nice. Very nice. What does it say about credit unions, though? What does it say? I mean, it continues, to me, it just says we continue to lead the way in issues like this that really need to be addressed, but again, that aren't like, you know, headlines, you know? Mm-hmm. So, but you guys are really stepping up in this area.
Again, we work behind the scenes. You know, we're there to help our members, help our communities. And Jim's a great example of that. And Jim, up there in the Shelton area, has done a fantastic job of getting the community involved and being empathetic to his members and just a good guy.
And it brings together, Mike, a lot of different things too, right? So not only the collaboration with community partners, the collaboration with credit unions on top of that, and also sort of weaves in advocacy in a different way.
No doubt.
By inviting, we'll have two congressmen as an example as part of this agenda at the beginning of January, by involving them and demonstrating to them that yes, we're all about financial services, but we're also about bringing the community together to help improve the economic development opportunities that exist.
And it looks good for them too.
Absolutely.
To be involved in something like this. We got to think about their agendas too. I mean, which is good. And it's all good. You know, there's nothing shady about this type of thing. This is all on the surface really good stuff that you guys are doing for the community, and it only benefits everybody. It benefits the economy, benefits communities, benefits credit unions, and there's so much upside.
And the funding from the foundation is from the support of the 170 credit unions in the Pacific Northwest, which help fund the foundation, so that the foundation can do great work.
Fantastic.
In our communities.
Really helping to weave everybody together. So the solutions, you know, for us in a rural county in Washington State are going to be much different than in Seattle, King County, or Portland, or Spokane, or Boise. You know, but hopefully there's some lessons that we can all take away from that.
Okay, wrap-up question here for you guys, because I know you got a lot of stuff to do here as well. Where do we go after the January meetings? Because that's going to sound like it's going to be a big brainstorming meeting. So then what are the steps after that meeting to really get some momentum going here?
So for the work product, if you will, from the summit will be a white paper that will be able to be shared with anybody as part of our credit union family or other communities. So maybe something what we learn in rural Washington State applies to a rural part of Idaho as an example. And the foundation, I know, is going to support the implementation strategies.
Yeah, from the foundation side, you know, it's wonderful having Jim take the lead on this, being one of the first ones to do it. And we, like I said, we can use that as the blueprint so that we can show other areas. You know, the foundation has the funds, we have our support, so what can we do to help you do this same program that Jim is doing in Shelton?
And this could also be infectious in a good way through other areas of the country too. It's like, hey, you guys can set a template here and off we go for other sections of the country too.
That's right.
Good stuff all the way around.
We're all willing to share.
Indeed, that's what we do best.
That's right.
We share and care. That's our superpower. All right, guys, thank you so much, Jim.
Thank you.
Jim, thank you so much.
Thank you.